But eating, one of our favourite hobbies, and combine that with the great weather. Gavin Murphy is back this morning to cook with Gav. Morning, Gavin.
Hi, Declan. How are you keeping?
Good. Looking forward to the weekend and maybe spending some time in the back garden and slaving over a hot barbecue, but it won't be me. How are you looking forward to the weekend yourself? How does food integrate with the great outdoors?
Well, I think for me, food is just an integral part of life. So I'm in the kitchen, kind of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whether it's indoors or outdoors. I've already got barbecues planned this week. I'm picking up some nice monkfish and prawns today, and I'm going to marinate them up and do them on skewers on the barbecue. So for this week, actually, the dish we're going to talk about, it's actually a slow-cooked dish, but it's a dish that's brilliant because you can kind of pop it in the oven in the afternoon. You can go out and enjoy your time in the sun, come back then about 3 or 4 hours later, throw on a bit of a sauce and some green veg, take the slow-cooked lamb out of the oven, and then you just go out and eat it in the garden. So, I mean, a lot of people think, you know, just because it's a slow-cooked dish, it won't be suitable for outdoor dining. But, I mean, any food is great to eat outdoors. And this one's particularly good because it's nice and fresh because it's got, like, fresh mint and stuff for the sauce. So I was actually looking up this week. I got to go and visit a local farm. And since I've been doing the Cook with Gav, I've kind of got closer to local suppliers. I mean, if I used to do a dish, I would just go, you know, I pop into Tesco, grab something and you know, do it quick. But since I've been doing the Cook with Gav, it's been great because I've got to reach out to local suppliers and producers, farmers, and just kind of taste stuff that's in the area that I never would have had before. So I went down to Cumullin Farm, actually, in Newcastle. I managed to get a lovely shoulder of lamb and some nice apple juice and stuff off them. So I brought that home. You do a nice marinade the night before. So anything that's slow cooked, you always want to plan maybe a day or two ahead for what you're going to do rather than just go and buy it.
And what do you mean by slow cooked? Just explain that to us. Does that mean that you put it on at a very small temperature for
small
ages?
Temperature, yeah. Or so it depends on the cut. So if you were, say, to get, say, a nice leg of lamb, you'd want to cook that nice and pink. So you'd want to cook it for maybe just an hour and a half, and it will be on a fairly high temperature to get a seal on the outside, but it'll be still pink in the middle. But for something like a shoulder of lamb or, say, beef cheek or stewing meats, the longer and slower you can cook them, the more tender, because they've got, like, fat and sinew and stuff. So the longer you cook them, basically, if you cook them 4 or 5 hours, you're going to take them out, they're just going to fall off the bone. Whereas if you cook a shoulder of lamb for an hour and a half, it's going to be pretty tough and chewy. So it's all about just using your oven to your advantage. Marinating is important as well. So what I did is I got the piece of lamb, I marinated the night before in some olive oil, some cinnamon, some cumin and garlic, and then just wrapped it in cling film, popped it in the fridge, went about my day. You know, I did something else for dinner that night. And then the next day, I did some lovely boulanger potatoes, which are like really thinly sliced potatoes, which are cooked in stock and butter. So you just slice them into a nice roasting tray, and then you pop the lamb on top. So as the lamb cooks, all the juices from the lamb drop into the potatoes as well.
Oh,
which
lovely.
Is just, and it really increases gorgeous. The flavour. And that's it. It's a low temperature. It's like 130 degrees. So most times you would use an oven, or anyone who would use an oven for, you know, cooking like a pizza or, you know, a bit of fish, it would be like 180, 200 degrees. So it's quite high. Whereas for this, it's 130, 120 degrees centigrade. And you're leaving your laminate. You don't touch it. You just pop it in the oven, close the door, and 3.5, 4 hours later, you come back and take it out, and it's ready to go. And then in the meantime, I got some nice beans. Luckily enough, we have a little area at the back of our apartment, and I think it's great, like, even in a small area, you can grow your own veg. We don't grow a huge amount, but it's always lovely if you cook a dinner with 3 or 4 ingredients, if one of them comes from your garden or from your windowsill, if you have your own fresh basil or your own chives or herbs. But we're lucky enough that we have some beans and stuff at the back, so I just got some beans, roasted them off in a bit of butter and garlic, and then made a lovely sauce. It's like a kind of mint gravy. You see it on the Cook with Gav page. And at the end, you just get handfuls and handfuls of fresh mint and put it in. It really lightens the dish and makes it quite summery. And then you just take it all out to the table, and people just dig in. Like, all the meat just falls off the bone, so you put it in a big platter. So you take a big portion of meat, your spuds, your veg. And then again, like we say, you can pair it with a non-alcoholic beer. You can pair it with a glass of wine, some lemonade for the kids. And, I just think food brings people together, doesn't it? I mean...
And do you have to rest it when you take it out of the oven? Do you have to sort of leave it there for
No, so a little for, a slow, for a slow-cooked piece of meat, no. It's very nice. Important to rest meat that's, say, like a steak. If you're going to cook a steak and you want it medium rare, the worst thing you could do is cook it, take it off, and slice into it, because what's going to happen is all the blood's going to run from the inside. But because this has been cooked for five hours, it's basically just completely fallen off the bone. Like, the juices aren't essentially going to go anywhere, and you're just going
to break
it up.
You don't have to lash it up for the last three quarters of an hour at 200 or something. It'll do at that 130.
If you do it at 3.5-4 hours, the outside of that lovely bit of fat on the outside of the shoulder is going to go really crispy, but then in the middle it's going to be so, like, you won't believe how juicy and tender it is, and you'll literally almost be able to pull the bone from the middle of the shoulder, and the whole thing will just collapse, and then you'll just chop it up into a bowl, pour the gravy on top, and you basically just have this kind of like really beautiful sticky sauce on top of your lamb.
Well done.
So hopefully then for the next time I'm on, we'll be able to do a nice dessert, because it's not something we've done before, so maybe homemade donuts or something like that, so people can sort of see a different side rather than just always savoury.
Yes. Well, there's Gavin Murphy. Gavin's been around the block with various establishments in Northeast Wicklow, and he's bringing his knowledge to the internet and indeed with us this morning. So where can people access all your thoughts and ideas, Gavin?
So at the moment, it's on my Instagram page. It's cook_with_Gav. So cook with Gav, and I do cook-alongs there, and then they go live most evenings, and then if you've missed this, you can just go back up to the highlights, and I've basically labelled all of the dishes I've done. So you just click in, and I just do a step-by-step of how I cook the dishes and just give some pointers and advice as, like, things that I've learned over the years.
Brilliant stuff. Well, thanks for sharing this morning. Good to talk to you, guys.